Republican Congressman Tim Murphy from suburban Pittsburgh thinks the way to stop mass shootings in the United States is by overhauling the nation's mental health system. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports Murphy's bill is picking up steam, even as many Democrats say it falls short.
Congressman Tim Murphy remembers first hearing about the mass shooting at Oregon's Umpqua Community College in October.
Somebody was texting to me, I turned on the TV, just a quick turn on the TV, I turned it on, I saw that. To be honest, I just sat down on my couch and wept. My chief came and said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Here we go again, it happened again."
Since 9 lost their lives in Oregon, more mass shootings have left families of victims and politicians scrambling to find a solution. Murphy believes he has the answer. He wants to give judges more power so they can force mentally ill people into outpatient treatment, while also giving caregivers more options for getting professional help for relatives who suffer violent episodes.
This fellow could have had treatment, there could have been better communication with the mother, could have been better identification of risk. None of those things can happen in the current system, and so many people have lost their lives.
Murphy says the current system is flawed because it prohibits Medicaid patients from seeing two doctors on the same day. That could block a general practice MD from referring someone to a psychiatrist immediately. He says federal rules limit where Medicaid patients can get treatment, sometimes delaying or preventing people from getting help.
Recognize that most people with mental illness are not violent, but there are groups of people with severe mental illness who are not in treatment that are at risk for that, and the current system blocks treatment for them.
Murphy brings more than legislative expertise to the issue. As a psychologist, he's practiced mental health for 40 years. He holds the rank of a commander in the U.S. Naval Reserve, where he still volunteers to treat soldiers suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. Murphy says Democrats' push on gun control is a distraction from what's really behind most mass shootings.
With the gun issues, I says, look, I am the only one here solely focused on treating mental illness because I know it. And I know that we have to deal with that. The other issues can follow in some cases, but this is where we have to be. And please don't mix them up, because it ends up entangling and ensnaring in such ways you can't get anything done.
That's the thing that really disturbs me, is that he keeps saying that he wants to move his bill and he doesn't want to change his bill because it's the answer to the gun violence. I mean, that's not true.
That's Central New Jersey Democrat Frank Pallone. He serves across from Murphy on a key House Health Subcommittee. Pallone supports parts of Murphy's effort, but he says the biggest flaw is it doesn't provide enough money to prevent the mentally ill from hitting a breaking point. Pallone also rejects claims it will decrease gun violence.
And to suggest that, you know, this is the way to solve the problem of mass murderers, I mean, obviously one of the major concerns with gun violence is trying to have some kind of restrictions, you know, reasonable restrictions on assault weapons and some of these other, weapons that are used for these mass murders.
After the recent terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California, Democrats have turned their attention to banning people who are on the terrorist no-fly list from buying guns. Even as he supports mental health reform, New Jersey Congressman and Democrat Bill Pascrell says the focus needs to be on gun control.
And for the Republican Party to not allow us even to debate or discuss or vote on what we should be doing about keeping guns away from the potential, from the terrorists who have potential evil deeds in mind, is a disgrace. There's no reason for it. Is this how they think they're going to protect the Second Amendment?
But Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Pat Meehan from Delaware County is firmly behind Murphy's effort. He says most mass shootings are carried out by mentally ill people.
Mental health is clearly an element in so many of these matters, and I think it's prudent to try to see if there's something we can do about it.
Murphy's bill was passed out of the Health Subcommittee this fall. It looks like it may get a vote in the new year because House Speaker Paul Ryan now supports it. Murphy's confident it would make a big difference if it becomes law.
Our bill is a comprehensive change. It's not a tweak. It's not a patch. It's a comprehensive change that truly addresses mental illness.
Even with the blessing of Speaker Ryan, Murphy's bill still faces an uphill battle. But the Pittsburgh area congressman is promising to continue being the loudest voice for mental health reform in the new year. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.